The Lord commands Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give you to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert of the Lebanon and from the great rivers of the Euphrates, all of the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to your forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all of the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be carefully do everything that is written there. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let me tell you a story about two frogs. Oh no, David did that one last week, sorry. In our reading this morning, it says three times, be strong and courageous. Now, when the Bible says something once, it's important. When it says it twice, it's very important. And when it says it three times, it's very important indeed. But why is God telling Joshua to be strong and courageous? Could it be that after years of following Moses around, Joshua was a little bit afraid of leading this Israelite nation into what was to be the promised land? Having observed God be so present in the life of Moses, was he uncertain about his own position with God? Let's face it, Moses left huge shoes to fill. Now, Moses is mentioned six times in this reading, and a further 57 times in the whole book of Joshua. So even though he was dead, he seems to overshadow this whole episode. It's very easy to look at what God has done in the past and think it's not possible to move forward, or to not see God in the present and not see God in the future. As believers, we should always be progressing in our spiritual journey. However, many times we stop short in receiving what God wants us to have. Israel stopped short when they failed to enter the promised land the first time. And in their disobedience, they had to wander the wilderness instead of receiving what God had promised. Our stopping short may be the result of us holding on to some sin or refusing to follow God's direction in certain matters. But the end result is this: because we wander, we fail to enjoy all the blessings God has for us. Remember the words, "The king is dead, long live the king." Well, here, 2,000 or several thousand years ago, in verse 2, it says, "Moses, my servant, is dead." And to Joshua, he says, "Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River to the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites." After Moses had died, God challenged Joshua to possess the land. This was not a decision to accept lightly. Since Joshua had been with the Israelite people, he knew of their weaknesses and their problems. And despite his age, Joshua accepted God's challenges. Are we willing to challenge ourselves to live with our backs to the past? Fulfilling the promises of God requires that we walk by faith. Joshua had 31 kings waiting for him as he entered the promised land, many of whom who had large, powerful armies. Joshua had many challenges ahead of him, and he knew that it was not going to be easy to serve God in this way. Sometimes it can be difficult to serve God. But God promises us he will never leave us alone. The Israelites were preparing to walk where they had never walked before, into a land unknown to them. They were a brand new generation. Of all the million or so Israelites who left the slavery of Egypt, only Caleb and Joshua remained. God was telling Joshua to lead the nation into that unknown. None of us knows what the future holds. Each day we face the new and we face the unknown. Most of us fear the unknown, so we often settle for the problems of the here and now, the new that we know before us, instead of facing our challenges. Following God into an unknown territory, though, creates in us a dependency on him which can lead to victory. Verse 5 says, "No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Joshua could accept the challenge because he recognized God's promise to him. In essence, God said to Joshua, "If you accept the challenge, I will commit myself to you." God reminded Joshua that no one would be able to stand against Israel, not because of their power, but because of his power. And in the same way, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, he promises us his power and his presence all the days of our life. God initially showed his presence to the Israelites as they left Egypt by an accompanied cloud or pillar of fire, but no more. They had to rely more on Joshua than they did on Moses to take them God's way. The people of Israel were to be willing to face the challenges ahead because God was with them. Verse 5 also carries the assurance that Joshua would never be left or forsaken. Christ makes us that same commitment today. He has given us his Holy Spirit to live in us so we won't be alone. God's presence comes to us in a personal way when we respect God's commands and live the life he leads us to. Verse 7, we read, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the left or the right, that you may be successful wherever you go." God told Joshua that he was to obey the law of God. Though Moses was gone, the law remained. To move into the land and claim victory, the people of God had to be obedient. Today, God calls us to be obedient to his word in our lives. This respect for God's word is to be part of our everyday life. Just as Israel was to obey the law, we are to implement all of God's word into our lives. We cannot treat Scripture as a delectable buffet in which we pick and choose what we will obey and what we won't. God told Joshua not to vary from the law. He was to obey the entire law and to do so every day. This was not to be a weekend religion that made no difference to daily living. For the Israelites, getting to where God wanted them meant facing their challenges with the promised presence of God and doing as God directed. Nothing has changed today. Those are still the requirements for Christians who want to move where God wants them to. Verse 8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do what everything written in it." God says in these words literally to mutter over the words. It's like when a Jewish man bows his head and quietly speaks words to himself. That is the muttering, and that is the kind of meditating God has in mind. In many respects, God's word to be strong and courageous filter right through this story. Joshua and the Israelite people had to change their ways from grumbling and groaning in the wilderness to an occupation force retaking what God had promised them. They would need all the strength and courage they could muster. Here at the St. Luke's, we too have the challenge of looking forward with our new leader, Ben. There is much to be built on, but so many opportunities. We need to do what God told the Israelites to do: mutter on the word of God, pray the words of the Bible, let it speak to us, and ultimately guide us in our next steps of the journey that he has before us as we seek to show God's love in this community. We've had a lot of calls recently, quite rightly, for people to do things like AV and children's work. But wouldn't it be great to have two or three people come to Ben and tell them that they felt God speaking this message or that message, and that all of them were similar? Prophetic voices are what we have lacked here. Who's up for that challenge? And let's do more to mutter on the word of Lord. Use Bible notes, join a home group, get to know the words of God, and that we can live them through our lives. So, in whatever we do for God, at home, at work, in the supermarket, or just walking the dog, let us be strong and courageous in God's name. Amen.